in all practicality, we may have to do some construction to meet that nutrient reduction limit. And that's done by biological processes, which the plant is a biological treatment plant. There doesn't seem to be a copper compliance biological process. So if anything is added to the plant, it would be probably a major undertaking to add a process for that compliance.